This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. This year marks the 20th anniversary of No Boundaries International Art Colony. A dozen alumni artists from half a dozen countries have been living and working on Bald Head Island for the past 2 weeks. Over 20 years ago, artist Pam Toll visited an art colony in Macedonia. She convinced two other Wilmington artists to go experience the magic as well, and the rest is history. I spoke with Pam and No Boundaries Board President Beth Crookham about the colony's history and purpose. Here's Beth.
No Boundaries is a two-week artist colony experience where artists come together on Bald Head Island to share both in the creation of their art and just share about who they are in a very open environment. At its core, it's really about the people coming together, and the art in some ways almost becomes secondary, in my opinion.
I agree with that. I think the real flood of creating comes after the colony. I think you're stowing things up. You're talking to people and you're stowing things up.
It's akin to, you know, an engineer going away to a conference to really look at research and development and really getting that time away from the daily grind to learn about innovation or open up through conversation with other engineers. This is that kind of an experience for artists.
Four of the internationals coming this year I met in Macedonia. There's this fervor in this monastery in a mountain near the Bulgarian border in Macedonia. I was the first person to go over there because I have a friend who's a singer who had a Fulbright over there, and so she told me about these art colonies. It was during the Serbian War, so this was this landlocked country that was trying to keep peace, and we just were treated so wonderfully. There was a magic to the environment, a magic to all the people that were gathered there from many, many countries. It was a life-changing experience. And then Gail went, and then Dick went, and we wanted to do something like that here. Gail and Dick and I knew about Bald Head through various experiences there and thought, well, that's kind of an idyllic setting, like that mountain that we went to in Macedonia. It's just really been a community effort. It took a community to do it.
Our location has been the same all 20 years. It's Captain Charlie's Station on Bald Head Island, which is owned by the Mitchell family. Kent Mitchell, as the representative of the family that Pam worked with most closely at the beginning, those three cottages sitting there, you know, on the south end of Bald Head Island, right there on the water. Every time I'm out there, I always say, this is either the end of the earth or the beginning of the earth. Or maybe both, but it is just this magical, magical place to be. I think it would be hard to separate No Boundaries International Art Colony from Captain Charlie's. Like, the two are just sort of synonymous.
Who will be there this year?
The international artists are Sergei Andreevsky from Macedonia, Gerlinda Pisner from Germany, Ganul Nuhoglu from Turkey, Luke Morelli from Switzerland.
And France. Yes. He bounces back and forth. So. Innocent Nornziza from Rwanda. And then Aero Ross is from Denmark but lives here. And then Lone Seberg from Denmark. And then our locals are Pam Toll, Gail Tustin, Dick Roberts, Fritzi Huber, Eric Lawing.
I think that's everyone.
Work created at the colony will be exhibited at the Wilma Daniels Gallery. The opening reception is Saturday night from 6 to 9 o'clock. Additional No Boundaries events are scheduled through December. Find details at whqr.org.